Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dirty Work Wednesday on the Z Morning Zoo.
What the heck are you guys doing? Trying to ruin my life and make me look like a freaking idiot?
Call 473-104.5.
Hello?
Hello?
For God's sake, who are you?
You're going to get it now.
Hello? Dirty Work.
Dirty Work Wednesday.
Hello?
So you think you can help me?
Yeah. We can help.
Dirty Work Wednesday's on the air at 473-104.5. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Tara.
Hey, Tara, what can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
Okay, so I married my husband, Steve, and he's a wonderful man. So recently we made a decision to get a unicorn together.
To get a what?
A unicorn.
A unicorn. So a horse with a horn on top, that kind of unicorn.
No, so do you know what a unicorn is?
Well, I know it'd be easier to just get a goldfish than a unicorn, maybe. But no, what are we talking about here?
So a unicorn is a term for a third person who you kind of bring into the bedroom, and it's totally consensual. The three people are into it, and you just sort of have kind of this relationship with this person. And whenever you do stuff, it's three of you instead of just two.
Oh, okay. So, all right, so you're swingers then.
Well, I mean, it's not like the same thing as swinging because it's not like couples are involved. It's just one extra person, and it's always the same person. It's not like we just, like, go and find a random person. So you have, like, an ongoing, like, relationship with them.
Okay, and that's called a unicorn?
Yes, look it up. It's, like, a real thing.
Okay. I'm going to look it up, and maybe later when I'm not at my work computer, maybe I'll...
Well, I mean, you better not look it up on your phone either, because if your wife sees that you've been Googling unicorns, you might have to answer a few questions.
Well, that's a good point. Okay, so you and your husband have a unicorn.
Yeah, and so normally when we make plans to hang out, I'm the one who's in charge. I'm kind of coordinating everything, and I contact her, which is fine. But lately, I've been noticing that she's been texting Steve more than me.
Which is not fine.
No. I mean, there are rules to this relationship.
Okay. Now, is texting your husband against the rules?
Well, texting him is not against the rules, but being alone with my husband is. And I think that's what they're both trying to do.
Okay, so you think your unicorn is going around behind your back and trying to hook up with your husband without you knowing?
Yeah. No, I think they're both trying to do it.
Okay, but don't you think, like, you kind of brought this on yourself? I mean, you let another woman into your bedroom. You don't think he's going to want to mess around on the side now?
I know that this sounds weird, but my marriage is very important to me. And, like, one of the reasons we agreed to do this is because we were starting to kind of get uninterested in sex, and it was really hurting our marriage. And so when we found Nikki, everything became super fun and interesting again, and it really spiced things up, and we loved it. But if he decided that he just wanted to be with her more than me, then I would be devastated. Like, this isn't the
okay.
Reason
to get well, let's find out if that's the case. I'm assuming that's what you want us to do.
Yes.
Okay, so here's what we should do. What is your husband's name?
It's Steve.
It's Steve. Okay, so let's send Steve a text. But here's the thing, Ash. Let's put both Steve and Tara on the text message. So that way, Tara, it seems like she's texting both of you.
Yeah, that's fine. We already have kind of a group text going.
Okay, so now this is going to be from Ashley's phone. So, Ash, start off by saying, hey, you guys, it's Nikki. I just got a new phone. And then you said that's her name, Tara, right? It's Nikki?
Yes, Nikki.
Okay, is it I-K-K-I or I-C-K-I?
Yeah, I-K-K-I.
Okay.
And before you send it really quick, just say, instead of hey, guys, say, like, hey, party people. She loves using that phrase.
Oh, okay. All right. So say, hey, party people, it's Nikki. Just got a new phone. So this is going to be my new number, FYI. And Tara, when you get that message, just write something back like, cool, okay.
Okay, got it.
And then Ash, after you get that message, text Steve again, but just him this time, and write something like, I'm not including Tara on this text. You and I are better together without her. Let's sneak away soon. I have a great idea. And then put, call me at work at this number, and then give him our hotline number. Now, okay. Tara, is Steve up? Like, is he awake right now?
Oh, yeah. He's already on his way to work.
Okay, so listen. A few things could happen here. He could text back something like, I'm sorry, that's not how this works. There are rules. Or he could call the number we give him our hotline number, which, you know, if he calls that, we know he's interested.
Unless he's calling to say, you know, sorry, that's not how this works. These are the rules.
Yeah, that is a good point. Okay. All right. So here's what we'll do. We'll just say that Nikki is with like a customer or something. She wants you to leave her a voicemail, and then we can play a fake outgoing voicemail message and we'll see what he says to the voicemail. That way you'll get to hear everything. How does that sound?
I mean, it sounds great if we can pull it off.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We can pull it off. We're going to find out in just a few. So listen, stand by. We need Steve's number from you. We'll send the text message while we're in the break here, and then we'll see what happens with his response and what response he gives us when we come back. We texted Steve. This is the husband pretending to be Nikki, the unicorn, and tried to set up a one-on-one without Tara, the wife. We had Tara online listening. And we had Steve. We told Steve to call me back, but he thinks he's calling Nikki. So here's exactly what went down. Sneaky music. Here's exactly what went down when we answered our hotline and when Steve called. Listen to this.
Good morning. Thank you for calling. How may I direct your call?
Nikki, please.
Sure. Hang on 1 second. Actually, is this Steve?
Yes, it is.
She's with a guest right now. She wanted you to leave her a voicemail. Hang on 1 second. I'm going to put you through to her line, okay?
Okay.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system. At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, it's me. So I'm kind of curious what you had in mind, so give me a call, I guess. Or actually, it might be safer just to text me, because I'm guessing neither of us wants Tara to hear us talking to each other, especially about this. So just text me back, I guess.
Hold on. Hang on there a second, Steve.
Yeah?
Hey, man, guess what? So you said you didn't want Tara hearing any of this, but she's actually on the phone with us right now, and she's listening.
So how long has this been going on, like, with you and her?
I'm sorry, who is this?
Steve, this is the Z Morning Zoo radio show on Z104, and right now you're on Dirty Work Wednesday. That text that you just got from Nikki, that actually wasn't from Nikki, it was from us.
Okay,
so obviously you're okay with the idea of being alone with her. Has this already happened behind my back?
No, never. She texted me and asked if I thought you wanted some time by yourself. So it would just be me and her. And I was like, well, I don't know why. And she was like, because Tara said that she needed a break and she doesn't care if we keep doing stuff.
Okay, that conversation never took place. And now I don't know if she's the one lying or you are.
I mean, that's what she said. I don't know. You can ask her.
Okay, well then, you know, I think I'm done with this experiment. This is ridiculous.
Babe, that's fine with me. Like I said, I'll just go with the flow. Whatever you want to do under your turn.
So Tara, are you letting your unicorn go?
Yeah, I think it's time for her to have fun with somebody else. I think my husband was just about to cheat on me with girl.
No.
So the unicorn is gone.
You make it sound so sad, like she's going back to her home, like to the magical forest to find new friends to go have sex with.
Yeah, look, I don't mind. I don't even know what's going on here. So, you know, you were in control of all of this. I don't mind letting her go.
Oh, my God. Okay. All right, you two. Guys, I'm going to put you guys on hold for a second, okay? I'm going to put you guys both on hold, and we're going to close another chapter of Love with a Unicorn here on the Z Morning Zoo. And just remember, kids, your unicorn is out there, too, somewhere in the magical forest, waiting to have sex with you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.